Kicked by actress Heather Locklear last week while he was trying to detain her, is now hiring a lawyer and may sue. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An early morning fire yesterday in Port Arthur, Texas, has left three little children dead. They'd been left alone by their mother, who says she was at the hospital with her three other kids at the time for an unrelated issue. The victims, who died of smoke inhalation, were two boys ages 12 and 6 and a 2-year-old girl. The Red Cross is providing emergency food, clothing, and shelter to others as the fire ended up sweeping through the entire apartment building, leaving dozens of people homeless. The President and First Lady hosting a 4th of July picnic at the White House for military families.
These are truly unbelievable people. Thank you for keeping America safe, strong, proud, mighty, and free.
A senior official with the Trump administration claims President Trump considered invading Venezuela last year. The official telling CNN Trump was speaking with several top foreign policy advisors about U.S. sanctions against Venezuela when he brought up that idea of invading it. Reports are H.R. McMaster, the national security advisor at the time, was vigorously against it and warned President Trump that any such plan had a good chance of backfiring. And protesters in London have received official permission to fly a balloon that makes fun of President Trump when he visits the city next week. The 20-foot-high inflatable is called Trump Baby, and it depicts the president as a baby in a diaper. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. Here's a quick look at your Flemington weather. Today, expect isolated showers and then isolated thunderstorms. High temperature today, 90 degrees. Heavy rain overnight, a 40% chance of heavy rain overnight, low around 73. Tomorrow, heavy rain, 80% throughout the day. High temperatures, 84 degrees. Chance of showers diminish over Friday night. Temperatures drop into the 50s, which we haven't seen in quite a while. Saturday and Sunday both look glorious, since Jennifer Winberry isn't with us currently. I can say the word glorious. High temperatures both days, right around 80 degrees. Stay tuned for the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. I'm just checking to see if my mic's working. I believe it is. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, July is here, which means our annual outdoor summer concert series will be kicking off soon at HCL. We'll tell you who is scheduled to perform this July and August. The Kids Summer Reading Club is going strong, and so is the Adult Summer Reading Club. And it's not too late to join in on the fun. Somebody told Jennifer it was frightening how much topsoil we are losing each year. But she told that story around a campfire, and no one got scared. We'll tell you all about our discounts with your library card promotion. All this and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
You're a little tardy today.
Sorry, the power was just coming back on as I was leaving.
Power of what?
The library.
The generator kicked on. I saw it.
It did, but it was switching back.
Yes, that's what generators do, Jennifer.
And the gentleman from JCPN wanted to talk to me.
Why?
To update me on what was going on.
Yeah, the generators kick on and off. They test occasionally. Is that a new generator?
Yes, newish.
Yeah. Right. So every once in a while, they just run a test on themselves.
No. We had no power this morning. We had two squirrels get into one of our breaker boxes.
Okay, for how long?
Since before I showed up at 8 o'clock.
I saw it just before we came in this morning?
We were on generator power when we came in.
Right. I heard the generator. Yeah. Okay. So did the squirrels make it out okay?
No.
What?
No, they did not. Sorry to say.
So what did you have to do with the JCP&L guy?
No, he just wanted to update me and ask me if everything seemed to be running and if the power had come back on when the generator shut off.
I think this is a lame excuse for being late for the library show, if you ask me.
I'm the only adult supervision we got today.
No, are you? What about I'm adult supervision. Rosemary's there. She's pretty adult-like.
Yeah, well.
No?
Yes.
Okay, so how are you?
I am well. How are you?
How was your 4th of July holiday?
It was quiet. How was yours?
Quiet meaning what? Did you do anything?
We went out.
Did you celebrate our nation's birthday?
I waved a flag.
We went out.
We saw some fireworks.
I thought you were going down to the Sesame Place or something.
Tuesday night we saw some fireworks at Sesame Place.
Okay, how did that go?
They were good.
You just, Jennifer wasn't paying the price of admission. She kind of piggybacked on that fireworks show.
Oh, so many people were in the parking lot surrounding
it.
So
that's like a tradition. You don't have
apparently,
to pay,
yeah, apparently.
You can share in.
Mm-hmm. No, people had lawn chairs set up. Yes.
Is it choreographed to music?
I don't know. It's super whitey here. I would imagine so.
Okay. Very good. Well, happy 4th of July to everyone.
Yes.
Happy, how many years old is our country?
1776, so...
I mean, does that really count? Shouldn't it be where we actually won the war? That's where we should start counting?
I think they count from the day that John Hancock signed the Declaration of
Independence. It's almost like when we were conceived on this date. But you don't celebrate the day you were conceived, Jennifer, right? You would celebrate the day you were born.
Speak for yourself.
I have a little bit of an issue with this. Now I'm just thinking about this now.
You have a little bit of
really
issue with
everything.
So really
the gestation period for our country was the American Revolutionary War. We were conceived on July 4th, 1776. You know, just like some, you know, tryst with a couple and they conceived a child. But you don't celebrate that as the child's birthday, do you? When you met at a hotel after a night out drinking or something like that. That's not when the child's birthday is, Jennifer. It's when the child is born. And so technically, it's when we won the war. When the Treaty of Versailles was signed? What was the treaty that ended the American Revolution?
That's correct.
Is that the Versailles?
Mm-hmm.
So that what date was that signed on?
Oh, Jim.
What was the date? Because that is our birthday. You've heard it here in the library show. I've never heard anybody make this case.
No,
I think
no.
It's,
treaty
I think
of Versailles
it's,
ended World War One.
Okay, what ended the revolution? The Treaty of Ghent or something?
It was Paris or Ghent. You've got me all mixed up. Treaty of Paris.
The Treaty of Paris. Okay, what was the date that was signed?
It was 1783.
Why is it the Treaty of Paris when we were fighting with England?
September 3rd, 1783. because we went to a neutral territory. That would kind of conflict with Labor Day, so that we can't do that.
Doesn't matter. This is more important. Move Labor Day to July 4th. Probably be better anyway. Nice summer day to have a day off. Okay, so the new birth, I'm going to celebrate our country's birthday on September 3rd, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
September 3rd. When our real birthday should be. What? Now what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm trying to share the video.
No, you're not. You're playing backgammon. Jennifer, I think you're working my last Merv, and you got in here late. You're playing backgammon. Should I just keep talking?
I'm trying to share the radio show, and I was asking Amy Jo to share it once you finished carrying on, so.
Okay, the HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series I talked about at the top of the show. Let's just talk about this right now. We're very excited. It starts in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from yesterday will be our first summer concert of the year. The Friends of the Huntington County Library present these shows. These are free outdoor concerts. Bring a blanket or chair and a picnic dinner. Like order a pizza or get subs or something. And join us on the lawn. Spend a beautiful summer evening.
Oh, we're not on Facebook.
No.
Oh. Well, here I am trying to set it up and we're not there. Okay, good.
You were late, remember?
I don't...
Due South
Christmas
kicks it all off on July 18th at 6:30 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. Due South is one of New Jersey's top country bands, performing new and classic country, plus southern and classic rock. From artists such as Brooks and Dunn, Keith Urban, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, The Eagles, and much more. So Due South, this is a new band for us. They kick off the summer concert series on July 8th at the Huntington County Library. And then... we started this last year. We have two locations for summer concerts. The next Wednesday, July 25th, we go up to the North County Branch Library. They have a nice shady patch of grass right between the library and the community center. And the Summer Swing Orchestra is going to set up there on July 25th, starting at 6:30 p.m. And they're going to play popular big band sounds of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. So this is the Summer Swing Orchestra, Wednesday, July 25th, at the North County Branch Library. Then we head back on down Route 31 on Wednesday, August 1st at 6:30 p.m. It's the Blauenberg Band. This is the great old community band that has been performing this for many years. Unfortunately, they were rained out last year, if I'm not mistaken. So hopefully the weather cooperates for them this year. They play a lot of patriotic tunes. Because the nation's birthday will be coming up on September 3rd. So they'll be playing a lot of patriotic tunes before that holiday. A lot of Sousa arrangements and marches. Great band, and they have a great leader that explains all the songs and give you a little history of that type of music. Then back up to the North County Branch on Wednesday, August 8th at 6:30 p.m. It's Raritan Valley Recovery. It's a wide-ranging program including bluegrass classics, old-time fiddle tunes, and a smattering of country folk and pop that lend themselves to the bluegrass style. This is Raritan Valley Recovery. This is another new band in our outdoor summer concert series. And then finally, we wrap it all up on August 15th at 6:30 p.m. with Rave On. Rave On is a band that features the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, along with other classic early rock and roll songs. Rave On shows are always a crowd pleaser. We've had them inside in the fall, and I'm happy to move them outdoors because you just can't hear them without wanting to dance, Jennifer, and sing along. So there's plenty of room outside. So if you've never been to one of our summer concerts, and we've got a nice little location at the Huntington County Library, right along the Route 12 side of the building. We have a little stage right against the library, so the sound amplifies beautifully out into a very gradually sloping hill. Perfect setting for a summer evening concert. Free and open to the public, of course. Bring a blanket or chair and your favorite picnic dinner and enjoy an evening with us at the Huntington County Library and the North County Branch Library this July and September. And also remember that the Deer Path Park concert series goes on Thursday nights throughout the summer. And they have a lot of great bands, too. They do a lot of like cover bands, like Billy Joel, and I forget, we should pull up their schedule. But they have a lot of excellent concerts, too. So a lot of music going on this summer throughout Huntington County.
I will do that during the break.
Okay, it's time for our first commercial break. We'll come back with today's history and a lot more to talk about on the Library Show.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
That's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So
I'm a real life Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer playing a selection from the George M. Cohan story, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
You'll hear why in a minute.
Starring Jimmy Cagney.
You'll hear why in a minute.
So, should I just keep my mouth shut till it goes?
I have.
We'll ride the pony Yankee Doodle English Derby Day.
Sold his broken records every track and everything.
So Yankee Doodle's gonna be the boy they have to beat.
Sorting out the British out who follow.
Have you ever seen this movie?
Yes, I have. Several times.
But all the money in the Bank of England couldn't pay enough to keep young Johnny Jones away from old Broadway.
If you want to take a trip, sure as of sure things.
Have your houses mortgaged, up your watches, pawn your rings.
And put it all on Yankee Doodle, Johnny Jones is up.
I'm gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
He's gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle, do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam. Born on the
September 3rd.
Work
for me.
Well, Yankee Doodle Dandy was born on 4th of July. It's just the day that the freedom in our country, or our country, was conceived. Very important date. I'm granting you that. But our birthday? I don't think so. It's a little premature.
Okay.
I think I'm making a solid point here. Jimmy Cagney was a very talented man, by the way. People just think of him... When you think Jimmy Cagney, you think of, like, gangster movies
right.
and stuff.
No.
He was a great dancer, yeah. singer. If you don't believe me, watch Yankee Doodle Dandy, the story of George M. Cohan.
Yes, it looks like he's almost disconnected from
his face. If you don't know who George M. Cohan is, he is the one who really started Broadway. There's a statue of him on Broadway. That's how important he was. But it's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date in years past. The date, of course, is July 5th. Our country forming in the womb as we speak.
Oh, this just can't go anywhere good.
I also give her some people who were born on this date and see if Jennifer knows who they are just by hearing their name. Okay, July 5th, 1915, Jennifer. What leaves Philadelphia by special train on its way to the Panama Pacific International Exposition? This was the last trip outside Philadelphia.
Why are you shouting?
For this.
The Liberty Bell.
I'm not shouting. What do you mean? I'm talking into the...
Sounds like you're shouting. We need Arises on this wall or something. It echoes. Yes, the Liberty Bell.
You don't even have your earphones on.
I know. I don't need them. The Liberty Bell.
I think we're going to have a little spat at the next commercial break
here. We're not going to have a spat.
We're getting close, I think. 1937, July 5th. What is introduced into the market by Hormel Foods Corporation on this date in 1937?
Spam.
Spam
is correct.
I have a question.
How come, like, nothing before 1915 happened? Were they, like, 1776, nothing happened on this day?
They probably were all had to go to... I'm sure Jefferson slept the whole day because he was up all night writing putting the finishing touches on the Declaration.
Mm, I see.
No?
But as we learned last week, most of people signed it on August 3rd.
Right. I have nothing. I mean, you want to go ahead and look it up and see. Put in July 5th, 17th. I'm sure something did happen. I'm sure people around... I mean... I'm sure a lot of states didn't get word about this until at least the next day.
Probably so.
Right? However, the fastest horse could get the news to Boston. Boston probably didn't hear. When did Boston hear about the Declaration?
I
bet you it was July 6th.
Oh, I bet it was longer than that.
Okay, 1946. What goes on sale after debuting during an outdoor fashion show in Paris, France?
July 18th is when it was officially read in Boston.
Wow.
What goes on sale? 1946.
After debuting during an outdoor fashion show in Paris, France.
1946?
Mm-hmm.
That's still in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I guess it's
what kind of fashion?
It's just the end of World
War II. Summer fashion that people still wear today?
Bikinis.
Bikini is correct. Okay, in 1954, a big day in Memphis, Tennessee for rock and roll. What happens?
Elvis records his first hit.
Okay, very good. What was it? Where was it? What was the name of the studio that's famous?
Oh, I don't recall.
Sun Records. And the name of the tune? Elvis records his first single, That's All Right.
I did not know that.
Do you know that song?
I don't.
Maybe we'll play that after the commercial break. 1971, Jennifer, the 26th Amendment to the United States Constitution is formally certified by President Lincoln.
Why? Well, no.
I mean, sorry, President Nixon. Did I say Lincoln?
Uh-huh.
President Nixon certifies the 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. What did the 26th Amendment change?
Something, the voting age.
The voting age is correct. Voting age was lowered.
So 18.
From 21 to 18 years.
Would you like to know how I deduced that?
How?
Because it was in the middle of the Vietnam War and that's when it happened.
Very good. Well, you're correct.
And because my husband was 19 when it was lowered and he could have voted a year earlier if they had changed it.
1975.
It's always been a sore spot.
With who?
My husband.
Oh, yeah? That he missed 1 year of voting?
Yep.
1 year?
Yeah.
Does he vote every year?
Yes.
He does?
Mm-hmm. Don't you?
No.
Oh. We used to even vote in school board when it was separate.
And what's his track record like? Does people he vote for generally win?
About 50-50.
I knew you were going to say that. 1975, a little bit of Wimbledon history happened on this date in 1975. It was a first for Wimbledon. What happened?
An American won.
Incorrect.
Don't know.
The first black man.
Oh, Arthur Ashe.
Was it Wimbledon champion? It was Arthur Ashe. Okay, 1996. The first mammal is cloned from an adult cell, Jennifer.
Oh, a sheep. What was her name? Dolly.
Dolly is correct. And then finally, 2012, in London, the tallest building in Europe is inaugurated. What is the tallest building in Europe in 2012? A height of 1,020 feet.
But it's in
London. I gave you the city.
It's in London.
Yes.
The newest thing I can think of is the London Eye, but that's not
incorrect.
It's not a building, and it was there longer than that. I don't know.
It's called the Shard. It's like a big shard of glass.
Hmm.
The Shard in London was inaugurated on this date, July 5th, 2012. And finally, some people who were born in this date. David Farragut was born on July 5th,
1801. He was a Navy captain in a naval officer in the Civil War.
Correct. Famous for what? Actually, he uttered a famous quote that is still remembered today, especially if you're a fan of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Damn the torpedoes, Jennifer.
Oh.
Full speed ahead. Uttered by David Farragut, the Battle of Mobile Bay. 1810, P.T. Barnum was born.
He was a showman. The Barnum and Bailey Circus founder.
My question, what does P.T. stand for?
Phineas Thomas.
Close, Phineas Taylor. 1950, Huey Lewis was born.
He's the lead singer of The News, and Huey Lewis in The News is one of Libby Cudmore, who we interview once or twice a year. It's one of her favorite bands.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Sad news by Huey Lewis. I believe he's losing his hearing or something.
Oh, dear.
Where he can't sing anymore.
Wow.
So as some kind of rare, like he's in great health otherwise, but he's losing his hearing or something.
That sounds terrible.
Yes. And then finally, 1958, Bill Watterson was born.
Oh, Calvin and Hobbes.
Correct.
Creator.
The brilliant Calvin and Hobbes was created by Bill Watterson, and he was born on this date in 1958. Now, you know what? His real birthday, Jennifer, was, let me see, what's 9 months before July 5th? Because that should be his real birthday if you uphold the July 4th being the nation's birthday.
Okay.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Watterson. Should we go into detail?
No, let's not. Let's keep it G. Do you know what happened today in 1911 on Prince Edward Island in Canada?
Anne of Green Gables was orphaned.
Lucy Maud Montgomery married Ewan MacDonald. In Prince Edward Island.
Who were they?
Well, Lucy Maud Montgomery wrote Anne of Green Gables.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Oh, I was on the right track.
You were. And there's a new children's biography of her out. There's a new book, The Plants and Flora and Fauna of Lucy Maud Montgomery. There's a book coming out in September told from her foster mother Marilla's point of view.
Oh, yeah? I never read any of that. Is that like something only girls read or do boys read Anne of Green Gables?
Well, boys can read. It's sort of a Little House on the Prairie, but it's not quite as cultish.
Oh, yeah.
It may be in Canada.
Never read it. Never read it.
Not with Kara?
Nope. That was something I guess her mom did with her.
Before the break, we were talking about the Parks Department. Summer yeah. concerts, and I've got their schedule.
Go ahead.
We've already missed the first one. It was last Thursday, and it was 100 in Symphony. All these programs are free. They start at 7 p.m. At Deer Path Park, 120 Westwood Church Road. And I believe they have quite a few food trucks at each one.
That must be nice.
Tonight is City Grass, and then next week, July 12th, is our old friends, the 100 and Harmonizers. July 19th, Slippery When Wet. August 26th,
which is a tribute to Bon Jovi.
Yes. August 26th, Fest of the Eagles.
Which is a tribute to the Eagles.
Eagles, thank you. August 2nd is Captain Jack, a Billy Joel tribute.
Are you going to that?
I might do. August 9th, The Frontiers.
Journey tribute?
I don't know. I'm going to look them up. That I would go to, too. And then August 16, the Morris Tones.
Tribute to Jim Morrison and the Doors.
Let's see.
They do a tribute band, so I like that. I think that's a good compliment to our series.
Oh, wait, good. Here's the PDF that I was looking for before.
So it's 11:30 while Jennifer's looking this. It's a half hour until Jim Gannot generally comes in for his show, Taking Care of Business, but I'm to understand that Jim Gannot will not be in today. So you'll be hearing a show from Jim's archives at 12 noon.
Oh, wow, you're right. It is a Journey tribute band.
Don't sound so surprised.
Wow. No, that was good. Don't Stop Believing is one of my favorite songs. And then the Morris
Tones. Why does that, when you think of that song, what's it, what does it bring back for you? You were somewhere, you were backed into a corner, and you sang this song and you prevailed. What happened?
No. No, we got to Cooper Union and I bought the sheet music back at
Cooper Union, where Abraham Lincoln made his famous address?
I suppose, in New York City.
Yeah, Cooper Union address. You never heard of the Cooper Union address?
Yeah, but it's not the first thing I think of when I think of Cooper Union. The old Shermer and Sons music store was there, because Cooper Union until recently was a fee-free art school, fine art school.
A what for free?
Fee-free. It was free.
Oh.
Really? Yeah. They've recently changed that. Then the Morris Tones are an oldies rock band from Morris County.
Oh.
They're the
that one.
Wait, but they were the students. Somebody talked about how good they were. They're a group of students.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jennifer.
There are students who have been performing all over the East Coast, a baritone, a band leader, a pianist, bass player from the University of Delaware, a drummer, guitar prodigy from Whippany Park High School, and they play Sinatra, doo-wop, and the Beatles.
Nice.
Somebody was telling me how good they were.
Maybe we should get them.
Maybe we should. I think you can only get them in the summer, though.
Why?
Because they're all in school during the year. I think it's hard for them to get together at.
Well, in the evenings. They don't go to school 24 hours a day, do they?
No, but one of them...
Do they have a webpage?
I'm going to look right now. But I think we...
How old? Are they like high school kids?
No, but one of them's in the University of Delaware.
Well, graduate at some point.
I'm sure we talked about this once before.
Nope, not with me.
I don't know who we talked about it with then.
So it's the Morris Tones. We're looking at them. That sounds like that'd be a popular band for our concert series.
And actually, I ran into a couple ladies on Monday or Tuesday evening, and they want to know when you're having some more country.
July 18th.
They didn't think that was country.
It is country. It most certainly is. What do they think it is?
I don't know. They thought it was like country pop.
It's new and old country.
Wait, isn't it July?
Why don't you give it a try?
Is it July 18th?
Yes.
It doesn't start next week?
July 18th is our first outdoor concert.
Oh, okay.
Were you listening earlier?
I was, but I thought I had it in my head it was starting on the 11th.
Absolutely not. Jennifer, who are these ladies?
It was Carol and Doris, who used to always come to all of our country concerts. They miss Beth Coleman, who has moved.
Well, I hope you told them about Due South.
I did.
Okay. You did, though.
I sure did.
Okay. It's 11:34. We're inching toward 11:57. It's not going to come soon enough today.
Oh, stop.
Our Academy Award nominated film series continues this summer at the Hunterdon County Library and North County Branch Library. It's presented by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. Let's see what's coming up, Jennifer. The Post, starring Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, that was nominated for Best Picture, directed by Steven Spielberg, who was not nominated for Best Director. That'll be playing at the North County Branch Library tomorrow and Saturday, July 6th and 7th at 2 p.m. So you have two chances to see The Post at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m., July 6th and July 7th. And then The Phantom Thread will be coming up July 19th, the day after Due South performs in our first outdoor concert at 6 p.m., Thursday, July 19th. I will not say anything about it because, as my mother said, if you have nothing nice to say, Jennifer.
How about game night?
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Then the Phantom Thread, it will be shown at the North County Branch Library on two dates, July 20th and July 21st at 2 p.m., so two chances to see the Phantom Thread. At the North County Branch Library. I don't have game night on my thing. It was shown last week in North County, I know.
Yes, and it's shown. It's going to be shown on the 12th.
Here?
At headquarters, yes.
I must have an outdated flyer.
And it
Jennifer.
Did not win an Academy. It did not receive an Oscar nomination.
Then why?
I can't answer.
Is it in our Academy Award nominated film series?
That I cannot answer. And then Wonder may not be on yours either.
It is not.
Wonder will be shown on July 26th at 6 p.m. at headquarters and August 3rd and August 4th at North County Branch at 2 p.m. And all the Friday afternoon shows at North County are closed they do closed caption.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, the summer reading clubs are in full swing, the never too late to enter. The Adult Summer Reading Club, which started on May 25th, is going on right now. If you want to join, go to hclibrary.us, and there's a link right on our homepage. You can join the club. You can win gift cards and win a grand prize and attend the end of summer party on August 30th. So this is the Adult Summer Reading Club. The theme, Libraries Rock. Libraries Rock is also the theme of the Children's Summer Reading Club for ages 2 and up at HCL, NCB, SCB, and the Bookmobile. Read and earn prizes. It goes on between June 19th and August 31st. There's story times, performers, and programs for teens and tweens. Here's an example of the summer specials for children. Special programs every week throughout the summer. If you join the Summer Reading Club, there was Sounds Like Science last week with Mad Science. That looked very good. This Friday, July 6th, it's Be a Rock Star and Read with magician Brian Richards. Free tickets are required for these performances. You can stop by the Youth Services Department at the Hunterdon County Library or the North County Branch Library and get your free tickets. At HCL on July 19th, it's Quiver Farm Presents a Traveling Farm. And I just mentioned tickets. No tickets required for this one because it's technically just an outside petting zoo.
Not Quiver technically. Farm, it is.
Quiver Farm presents a traveling farm. It is literally a petting zoo. Free tickets will be required for Rizzo's Reptiles on Thursday, July 26th with Rizzo's Wildlife Discovery. Tickets are also required for Thursday, August 2nd as Family Stages presents The Jungle Book. And then finally wraps up on Thursday, August 9th, the last performer, though you can still read and earn prizes through the end of August, Campfire Storyteller. They were going to show Beauty and the Beast, but I believe that changed. And I do not know what the new performer is, Jennifer. So that's just some of our summer specials for kids. There's also evening programs for teens and tweens, like Trivia Night they had a couple weeks ago.
And Monday afternoons at the North County Branch Library, they have Monday Crafternoons, where you can just walk in and make a craft to take home.
Very nice. Do you have any other teens or tween programs up there?
I do. They are going to be making slime on Tuesday at 2 p.m. On Tuesday, July 17th, there's a music-themed craft. On July 18th, Bricks for Kids and Young Rembrandts will team up for a Minecraft-themed workshop. And then there's a Pokemon trading card on July 25th. And at the North County Branch Library, there will be ukulele lessons for kids beginning July 9th. You need to bring your own soprano ukulele, though.
Really?
Yeah. Then there will be...
That's going to be tough.
Minecraft, Sonic Sounds with Mad Science, Act of Kindness, a service program. And the South County Branch Library, starting next Wednesday, will have an afternoon program. Dancing Oobleck, Water Xylophone, Elastic Acoustics, and Seeing Sound. And then we have some programs for the teens. There is going to be a slime workshop, a steam workshop, tea and etiquette with tea berries, And they're also invited to the Pokemon Trading Card Night. And at the North County Branch Library, there's a Reading Buddies program. It's a six-week program where they team you up with someone just starting to read, and you read together. 18 Movie Night, Jumanji. It's electric. It's Circuits Workshop. Let's see. And then Friday the 20th, there's a DIY electronic operation game. There's going to be Cupcake Wars, a mini maker fair, and an improv acting workshop.
So a lot going on in the summer reading club. So if your children have not signed up yet, just stop by the Huntington County Library or the North County Branch Library or the South County Branch Library and sign up and join in on the fun. Before we go to our last commercial break, I just want to mention we're starting to put the word out to businesses, local businesses, about our discount with your library card promotion. September is Library Card Month, you may or may not have known. And we celebrate every year at the Huntington County Library by teaming with local businesses. The Flemington Free Public Library joins us in this promotion. We team with local businesses, and they provide discounts for the businesses throughout the month of September. And all you need to do to get that discount is to show your Huntington County Library card or your Flemington Free Library card. So if you are a local business person and want to get involved, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the form you need to fill out and get to us before the end of July. And we'll include you in our promotion. What we'll do is we'll make a brochure with all the businesses that are participating that we will distribute to all our library patrons and throughout the county. We'll give you a nice sign that you can post at your business stating what your discount is so people that come in and see it can take advantage of it. I think it was very popular last year. I've got to actually bring one into Lone Eagle. Lone Eagle, right street over from where we're sitting right now, participated last year, and they did very well. If I'm not mistaken, Jennifer, it was $1.
Just like Jim Thatch only.
$1 off your first pint of beer when you step into Lone Eagle during the month of September and show your Huntington County Library card.
Well, let's see. I saw Sneakers Plus today come through. Higgins News Agency does something, I believe, with coffee. Pets Plus. They've always done something. The YMCA is going to do something again this year.
Very good.
And there was one more that I saw.
So if you know a local business that you would like to see participate, you can print the form out and present it to them yourself. Get them to join up. It's free advertising for them. We're trying to help the local businesses and also raise awareness for the Huntington County Library system. One of those win-win situations. Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break. We'll come back with about 13 more minutes of the library show right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon. the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. And as Jim said, Jim Gonneau will not be in after us, but you will hear the best of Jim Gonneau.
Well, there's only one, technically. Jim Gonneau's made a lot of archived podcasts, and only one could be the best of. So it's kind of like Russian roulette. It may be the best Jim Gonneau show. It's going to be very good, but will it be the best Jim Gonneau show? That remains to be seen. Listen and find out.
Okay.
I'm sure opinions vary.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've got a lot of programs besides our outdoor concerts coming up in July at not just the Hunterdon County Library and the North County branch, but also the South County branch throwing their hat in the ring and having some programs. For example, Tuesday, July 24th, Color your away your cares for teens and adults. Stop by any time between 6:30 and 8 p.m. on Tuesday, July 24th for some coloring therapy. Listen to music while coloring. All materials will be provided. So is this going to be soft music or the Beatles or what are we kind of music are we playing?
Well,
is it up to the people who are there? You should let them pick. It should be like an all request.
Are you finished?
No. Okay, go ahead.
You asked me a question.
I'm just a program coordinator. I have ideas.
Well, so tell Marianne. She's coordinating this.
Do you know the answer to this?
I don't.
Okay.
I would imagine some sort of easy listening kind of, but.
So this is Marianne. What kind of music does she like?
Well, I don't know.
What's that mean?
It means she asked you to book somebody and you didn't. And so the guy's giving a concert at her house.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I knew that.
What?
She suggested somebody that we look into, and I sent it to you.
Which guy?
I don't recall his name. It was a while back.
How do you know I didn't book him?
You didn't.
Well, maybe I listened to the tape, and it wasn't up to snuff. Can you refresh me on his name?
No, I cannot. Not off the top of my head.
Well, can you look this up and send it to me later on?
Sure.
But what kind of musician was he?
I think more popish. But kind of folkish.
Could have been out of my price range. Could have been
no,
many
it was,
reasons.
No, it was not out of your price range. But I believe she's having a concert at her house with him.
There had to be something to it, Jennifer. I get a lot of requests.
I know you do.
To have performers. And I look into them all. And can't have them all, unfortunately. But for some reasons or other, some of them don't quite make the grade. Have you listened to this performer?
I don't remember. It was about 6 months or a year ago. But anyway, so that's why I don't recall what her music tastes.
And you've been holding on to this for 6 months?
Oh.
Earth-inspired Dream Catcher Workshop, Jennifer, with Liz Braywood Fulmer, who's the recreation coordinator for the Hunterdon County Division of Park and Recreation. This is also at the South County Branch Library on Tuesday, August 14th at 6 p.m. It's for grades 3 to adults. Limit 12 participants, Jennifer. Make a small wreath and then fill it with a dream catcher. We will use string, beads, and feathers to create a decorative design. So this is at the South County Branch Library. So obviously only 12 participants, so this will fill up fast. If you want to sign up for any of the South County Branch programs, you'll need to call the library at 609-773-0032. And all our programs are free and open to the public. If you want a list, complete list of our upcoming programs, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and click on the big word events in the bottom right-hand corner of our homepage, and all of the flyers will come up for all the programs Jennifer and I talk about on the radio show.
On Tuesday, July 10th, Master Gardener Ruth Claus, no relation. You asked me that last week. We'll talk about colonial farmer John Bartram. And John Bartram was farming before the United States had its first birthday, whenever that is. He was a colonial farmer during the early 18th century in Philadelphia, and he became a respected botanist and international plant entrepreneur. His garden is still open outside of Philadelphia and is a National Historic Landmark. So stop in on Tuesday, July 10th at 7 p.m. at the headquarters library to hear about this fascinating man.
Where is his garden located?
Outside of Philadelphia.
Can we be more specific than that?
We can.
While Jennifer's looking that up, Singing Bowls with Bill Norton, Tuesday, July 17th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Crystal singing bowls are always a hit at the North County Branch Library, and they were sadly missed when Sandy Conroy moved away. Luckily, Bill Norton, who's a jazz drummer in his other life, has brought them back. He'll talk briefly about the bowls and how each one is said to be tuned to and can stimulate a specific chakra in the body. The bottom line, Bill says, is the tones are beautiful and soothing, and it's a fantastic way to unwind from a stressful day. It's suggested that you wear loose clothing and to bring a blanket or mat, should you choose to lay on the floor. Seating is limited, so contact the North County Branch Library at 908-730-6135 if you'd like to attend Singing Bowls with Bill Norton on Tuesday, July 17th at 7 p.m.
It actually is pretty much in Philadelphia. It's like on the outskirts.
North, south, west, east?
South.
South of Philly?
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of toward Longwood Gardens?
Not that far south. No, it's actually in Philadelphia. It's like on the south edge. On Tuesday, July 24th at 6:30 p.m., local author Patty Kerr will be back. This will be her book launch of Magical Dogs, Connecting the Dots, Connecting the Dogs. It's her second book about magical dogs. At 7 p.m., Patty will do a short presentation about rescue dogs, dogs who made impacts on the lives of people. There will be a book sale and signing, and a portion of her proceeds will be donated to the Big Dog Rescue Project, a New Jersey rescue.
North County Branch Library presents How to Take Care of Your Home Literally with Ann Thornton, president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. This program takes place on July 31st. What day of the week is July 31st?
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday, July 31st at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library on Halstead Street in Clinton. Join us for a very informative presentation about home maintenance tips and tricks that every homeowner should know. Many topics will be covered include the importance of the right washing machine hoses and ice maker hoses. That is important, Jennifer. Ice maker anyway, because that can create quite a little flood.
Yes.
How to turn water off in an emergency. Water heater maintenance and septic maintenance. And much more. This is Ann Thornton, president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, talking about how to care for your home literally.
And
Tuesday, July 31st at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
Ann is a chamber member, very active. She received the first Catalyst Award from the Women's Business Forum of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and she does have a book which will be for sale that day. On Saturday, July 28th, we will have the History of English Tea with food historian Judith Carl-Russo discover the fascinating history of this much-loved beverage and the tradition of a Victorian tea party. And light refreshments will be served.
It's 11:55. We have 2 minutes left. I really have nothing more to say about the Hunterdon County Library.
We do have a
Jennifer does, though.
Concert on Tuesday, July 10th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Hunterdon County resident and singer-songwriter Thomas Johnston.
What else was going on July 10th? Was that the Bartram thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And we just got something new at the Hunterdon County Library. We got a hearing loop.
Oh, that's a good thing to talk about.
Yeah. To help you communicate more easily with library staff, we are pleased to provide a hearing loop. It sends an enhanced audio signal to the T-coil built into most hearing aids and in all cochlear implants. It functions as a wireless antenna.
So how do you use it? How does it work?
If you're using a hearing aid, you switch to the T-coil setting. And here's a set. And then ask to use one of the loop headsets. Place it over your ears and turn it on. This the second sentence. I know you.
So this would be at the circulation desk?
It's at the circulation desk at the headquarters and the library.
I did not write that, Jennifer.
I know, but there's a sentence in here that just kind of stops. I know you didn't. What I want to find out is if we can use this at concerts and lectures.
I don't know. How many of these headsets do we have?
Well, we have two. One at headquarters, one at North County.
That doesn't sound feasible.
Well, why not if there's just one person who requests it?
Oh, yeah, for one person.
Right. So we have to look into this.
Okay. Very good.
And I will find out about that sentence that ends. Just like our sentence has ended for today, and your sentence has ended for today. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
And now, till we meet again, adios, au revoir, I'll be there.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The United Nations and Myanmar have signed an agreement that's to begin repatriating Rohingya Muslims who fled that country during a government crackdown. We get the latest on this continuing story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Memorandum of Understanding calls for the voluntary, safe, dignified, and sustainable return of some of the Rohingya now living across the border in Bangladeshi refugee camps. The two most crucial conditions for success of the pact are citizenship rights for the Rohingya, who have never been regarded as Myanmar citizens, and an end to the violence. A crackdown by Myanmar police and military authorities was described by the UN and the US as an example of ethnic cleansing. It prompted an increase of refugee crossings into Bangladesh, where the Rohingya live in squalid conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Sports betting's begun in Delaware following a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that clears the way for it, and now